So how did the idea of documenting our lives, every single minute of it, on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or in live documentaries following the entire day in the life of a family, how do you think that came about in our society and now is considered a cultural norm?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably just a natural extension of our desire as human beings to tell stories. We used to do that sort of by firelight at the end of a long day around a campfire. We used to do that around a dinner table. And then as lives got busier and families sort of became a bit more fragmented, parents were working longer hours, kids have crazy schedules these days with sports. We needed someone to tell our stories to. And so, you know, I think that the internet certainly changed that in ways that no one could have anticipated. But there's something very, you know, very real and very human about wanting that sort of affirmation, wanting to put yourself out there and hoping that people will respond to that in a positive way. And I think that's how my memory of early internet interaction was, that there was a lot of, you know, very lovely interactions that you had with strangers. People were bolstering each other up and cheering each other on. And then now things have become a bit more anonymous and people have become a bit more disconnected or, you know, sort of feel at liberty to say things that they may not say to another person's face. And things have shifted and it's actually become a lot more hurtful.